Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 20th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 13, 16 to 41, and reading the International Children's Bible. Paul stood up. He raised his hand and said, "Men of Israel, and you other people who worship God, please listen. The God of the people of Israel chose our ancestors. He made the people great during the time they lived in Egypt. He brought them out of that country with great power, and he was patient with them. For 40 years in the desert, God destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan and gave the land to his people. All this happened in about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was king for 40 years. After God took him away, God made David their king. This is what God said about him. I have found David, son of Jesse. He is the kind of man I want. He will do all that I want him to do. So God has brought one of David's descendants to Israel to be their savior. That descendant is Jesus, and God promised to do this. Before Jesus came, John preached all to the people of Israel. He told them about a baptism of changed hearts and lives. When he was finishing his work, he said, 'Who do you think I am? I am not the Christ. He is coming later. I am not worthy to untie his sandals.' Brothers, sons in the family of Abraham, and you non-Jews who worship God, listen. The news about the salvation has been sent to us. Those who live in Jerusalem and their leaders did not realize that Jesus was the Savior. They did not understand the words that the prophets wrote, which are read every Sabbath day, but they made them come true when they said Jesus was guilty. They could not find any real reason for Jesus to die, but they asked Pilate to have him killed. They did to him all that the scriptures had said. And they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him up from death. After this, for many days, the people who had gone with Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem saw him. They are now his witnesses to the people. We tell you the good news about the promise God made to our ancestors. We are their children, and God has made the promise come true for us. God did this by raising Jesus from death. We read about this also in Psalm 2. You are my son. Today I have become your father. God raised Jesus from death. He will never go back to the grave and become dust. So God said, I will give you the holy and sure blessings that I promised to David. But in another place, God says, you will not let your Holy One rot in the grave. David did God's will during his lifetime. Then he died and was buried with his fathers, and his body did rot in the grave. But the one God raised from death did not rot in the grave. Brothers, you must understand what we are telling you. You can have forgiveness of your sins through Jesus. The law of Moses could not free you from your sins, but everyone who believes is free from all the sins through him. Be careful. Don't let what the prophets said happen to you. Listen, you people who doubt. You can wonder and then die. I will do something in your lifetime that will amaze you. You won't believe it even when you are told about it. I think that last part is very important because a lot of times in our lives, we do things that we know are sins. We do things that we know are sinful. That doesn't make us worse than anybody, but it also doesn't make us any better. Definitely doesn't make us any better. But everybody sins. Sinning is human nature. And through Jesus, Jesus tells us that the sins we commit can be forgiven when we go to him with true belief, true faith, and true guilt. I think that guilt is one of the most important things in there. Because if you're just going to Jesus and you're saying, oh, well, I committed this sin, I know you can forgive my sins, so forgive them. It's probably a less likely chance of him actually forgiving you unless you go to him with genuine guilt. You go to him with sorrow. You recognize, you know you committed a sin, and you go to him with belief. So let's pray that we will follow through with that kind of forgiveness. Dear Jesus, help us to come to you and to ask for forgiveness through repentance. Ask for forgiveness through you, and ask for forgiveness through guilt. Help us to not be prideful people. Help us to try and repent and turn away from our sins and truly just have repentance in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.